Wow, I didn't know that was on the CD. It's a great CD by my great friend Andy Brown. He plays the guitar. And his wife, Petra Van Noyes, who sings. You can go to PetraSings.com to get information about where they play and everything else. And I'll tell you more about them later in the show. But now it's my real treat to have Patty Toomey back on here. The first time you were on with me, Patty, we were talking about the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. You come always with, and the reason you're here is my longtime friend, and I'm a great admirer of hers, Dot Coyle. When Dot says, "Hey, Rick, I know someone really interesting," I say, "Okay, that thank God, you know all interesting people." Patty, you were the president of Josephinum Academy of the Sacred Heart, a place I knew nothing about until doing some research. How long have you been the president there, and how does one become the president of this? And I said it, it's an ancient school. It's as old.
It is. It's Chicago's longest standing girls' school. It was founded in 1890. And isn't it? It's one of Chicago's greatest hidden gems.
No kidding. Kind of a secret hidden gem.
Exactly.
Where is it?
So we're in Wicker Park. We're very close to the intersection of North and Western.
And it's relatively small.
It is. Because we're an international baccalaureate program, we have about 200 students, which makes it perfect for a nice class size.
And all of your graduates wind up going to college?
Correct.
How did you become president of this place?
Well, the last time we were together, we got to talk about Jordan Howard and how his dad passed of pulmonary fibrosis.
Yeah,
and so did my mom, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so, Jordan kept up the fight and still is, and so am I. But after 7 years of heading the organization, I got a phone call, and it was a search firm who said, "Hey, I know a wonderful, important school that is looking for a head." And my background actually is in education. I just went into healthcare because of the passing of my mother.
Right.
But I thought, okay, well, it's 7 years and it's time for me to step up and step in. The interview process was right after the tail end of the election. I just thought that it was time to step up and step in. And so I thought this is a perfect time. So I came after the start of the year.
Did you know much about this place? Before
Not
you
much
got that
at all.
Phone call?
I knew about the Sacred Heart Network.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Well, the Sacred Heart North Side is just incredibly prominent kind of place. Why has Josephinum been so under the radar? I know it's smaller.
It is. Well, I think one thing is Nat and the Sheridan Road program is fantastic. They're just down the street from Loyola.
Yeah.
Also, my colleague, Meg Steele, who runs Woodlands, the two institutions are institutions. And while we are in longevity, I think the focus was on trying to keep track of a changing neighborhood, shall we say, and making sure the doors could stay open.
Well, at one point in doing research, it almost closed.
You're absolutely right. It almost closed.
It was sort of on the chopping block until it was.
It was. And so that was around the 80s, around 1985. And we have this wonderful matriarch, Helen Ryan, who helped save the day. And she mobilized so many different people to keep the school open. And she's still very involved, and she's our chair emeritus.
So you went in there to take a look around.
I did.
Obviously, on your interview.
Yes.
What were your first impressions? Because I'm not going to bother you during the holidays. I want to come over and see this place.
Well, you have to come over and see it.
Oh, I'm so intrigued.
I mean, and then Dot should chime in because I think the magic of it is the students. I had two fantastic tour guides. One who wants to be the first Latina mayor of Chicago, and the other wants to run Google. And so I just thought, wow, what? Two extraordinary young ladies. Then I met a dynamic faculty, young, trained. The board actually is welcoming and their partners. This was a dream. I thought the same thing. How did I not know about this?
Yeah.
And so I felt like I needed to start telling people, and that's why I told Dot as well. I said, you got to come over.
Right. It is such a cool place. It is, right there in Wicker Park, and the building is really interesting. It's mid-century modern architecture. And I got to go in for a Josephinum experience where they invite people who are interested in the school to kind of shadow a little bit for an hour or two and check out some of the classes. And I was so impressed by the IB program and how the kids learn. There's a great ratio of teacher to student. It's very intimate, and the kids get to participate a lot, and so it's a very active environment to learn in, which is
well, it's in really such an interesting neighborhood. It's too, it's near the corner of North and Western. It's at 1501 North Oakley, and that is a lively neighborhood. How many teachers do you have? I'm just trying to get a sense. I'm trying to explore the school without going there.
Right.
No, absolutely. That's a must. You have to. Well, we have about 40, and we have...
You have about 200 students.
We do. And so I think what Dot was saying is in one day, if you come through Joseph Unum Experience, I remember one of my tours, we had our history teacher, and she was speaking about the Cold War and were there any analogies to today. We had a science teacher who was talking not just about the periodic table, but how is this going to impact our studies about Chicago's water supply? And then the last group is our fine arts, our theater program. And the students were writing 5 minutes of improv.
Wow.
They were going to be
performing,
right?
Yes. Yeah. The theater program, they just had the first art night last week at the school.
Right.
So they had a really exciting visual arts show that was a juried show. And then the same night, this theater program where they performed three plays, and the students did everything. They did the writing, they did the costuming, they did the set design. It was just, I can't imagine pulling all that off and still having to go to other classes too, but they did it really very almost like professional job, I would say.
That is the voice of Dorothy Dot Coyle, and in here too is Patty Toomey. Patty is the president of Joseph Unum Academy in the Wicker Park neighborhood, and we're exploring... It's Joseph Unum Academy of the Sacred Heart, a sort of hidden gem in Chicago. 200 students, all of whom so far have gone to college when they graduate, and they're from all over. We got to take a commercial break, and I want to figure out how people find the students and their parents find this place. It must be a great deal of word of mouth, unlike... You know, Latin school and British school and all these other joints that can advertise considerable advertising budgets. I can't imagine we have much advertising budget, do you?
No, we don't.
And the purpose of this show is not to get you. I mean, if we were doing it now, we'd be doing it when you can apply. We wouldn't be doing it around the time everybody's breaking. I'll tell you this, and then we'll get a couple commercials, and these nice women are staying all the way till about 1:45. I'll tell you more about the guitar player and the singer later in the show. I'm sitting here with Dot Coyle and Patty Toomey. Patty has a real job. She's the president of the Joseph Unum Academy of the Sacred Heart, a fascinating, increasingly fascinating place to me. It is the oldest,
longest-standing all-girls school.
At one point, when Joseph Unum started, there must have been a number of all-girls schools. I have to think that that number has diminished over the last decades, has it not?
Unfortunately, it has.
Why do you say unfortunately?
Well,
because I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Now that I'm a part of this really wonderful environment with 200 young ladies, I just feel like they tell me that there's this sisterhood. And for us... There's not as much drama between the students. They're focused on being together and learning.
Yeah.
And what a great environment to be able to do that. And I just find it unfortunate that other schools, probably like us, ended up having to close.
Yeah, maybe they did it. Maybe it was an economic thing, too. Maybe, I don't think
right.
it was a psychosexual kind
right.
of thing.
No,
but
no.
I think it was probably right. just purely economics. But I like that idea. There are still some all-boys schools around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these days people think, oh, that's weird that they should. But it removes for the young ladies certain inherent distractions.
Right.
They wear uniforms at Joseph Unum.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of them bridle at that? Or they want to? You know, it's a tough thing. Parents are the ones who go in and say, yes, we'd like to apply here.
Right.
Do you find the kids enthusiastic, especially you've been there 1 year, but the freshmen as enthusiastic as the seniors who have lived through the entire experience? Or there's got to be a learning curve.
There is. And they do have things such as Spirit Day. So they get to relax or dress down a little bit. But it is interesting. When I go to a lot of the open houses or the high school fairs, a lot of the students do ask about the uniforms. And then I have to pull out the picture, and it's a beautiful purple, and wear it proudly. So the students do ask, but they don't seem too bothered by it, which was actually a surprise to me since I do have two middle school girls. So I thought for sure they'd be like, no way, uniform, I'm out. But they're really open to, especially when they know it's Spirit Day, too.
And don't you think, I hate to bring it up, but we're living in a very, very interesting age as of, you know, Harvey Weinstein 3 weeks ago. It has changed the, sort of almost immediately changed the culture, the relationship between men and women. I don't care if powerful men and powerful women. One of the things I appreciate about this all-girls institution is they can be empowered without necessarily having to deal with any powerful, you know, I became the vice president of the school because Billy was voted president. Or, you know what I mean? And I think that probably all of your teachers have been having to address this in some kind of way. Yes.
Yes, and I think the way that our faculty and our tremendous staff decide to look at it is we can empower the students, we can empower these young women without making others bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key, and that's the way that we choose to approach it, and we have open conversation and directed conversation so that they know that, you know, it's an issue, we're on top of it, and we're listening. It's part of their lives and our lives.
Yeah. And they'll be better off for that
as
young women and young women in the business world. Where do all of these kids come from, Patty Toomey?
Well, it's interesting.
How do they find you?
We have 43 different zip codes.
Really?
Yes. Yes, the students come from 43 different zip codes. And it's interesting because transportation then, it's a commitment to come.
Oh, yeah.
Right, absolutely. And so what we do is I have a tremendous team that hits the ground running. We hit every open house that we possibly can. We host them. We use social media. We partner with great organizations such as Big Shoulders, who just had an open house this weekend. So we are at a bit of a disadvantage because we don't have a heavy marketing budget or advertising budget. So we do rely on word of mouth and reputation and good old-fashioned testimonials.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you want to add
something? Yeah, no, I think it really does. It's such a diverse school. It's such a great asset to the city.
Well, that's a lot of zip codes for 200.
Right,
that's a lot of zip codes for 200 girls.
Right.
What's the cost? What's the tuition?
It's just under $9,000, and which
which in this day and age is a bargain.
Well, the other thing that we do is we want to make it affordable, and so we do offer the Future Leader Scholarship Program, which will make it affordable for families. So let's say the average of what the family would pay is about $3,000.
Oh my God!
Right, and it's merit and it's aid.
Wow!
Right.
What, when you were going through the process of being interviewed by the board, I'm assuming.
I had six different rounds of people that I met with, which really showed me how much they cared and how important this was.
Were you more and more intrigued as you went through this process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And each interview was different. And I had a chance to meet with, like I said, the board. But the very pivotal one was we have student ambassadors.
Yeah.
And what
you met the future mayor of Chicago.
I did.
And the future head of Google.
Right.
Now, that'll pay off for you.
Right,
in
exactly.
Both ways.
Well, it was interesting because they asked me, they said, so what would you do to make this school better?
Wow.
And so I twisted and I said, what would you do? And so they thought that was, wow, she really cares and she wants to listen, you know, to what we want to see happen, and which is true.
When you decided to do this, you did so, I'm assuming, with the understanding of what a serious commitment this is. You're not a naive person,
no,
Patty Toomey.
No, I'm not. And I took it. It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
And every day that I go there, I just I'm blessed because my office is in the library where all of the kids love to hang out. It's more like a commons area. And so I get to be with them. I'll be in meetings because I have glass windows too. And they'll be waving to me and their big smiling faces.
It
fulfills me. It's not just me helping them, but it's them helping me, which is a gift.
Well, you too, Dot Coyle and Patty Toomey, stay here after the news and we'll talk some more about this and about the future of it, about the future of a small, sort of not independent, but small. I have to ask, too, like how much religion you teach there, because I know nothing about Catholic schools. So stay through the news. We got to take a commercial break, then we'll get some news, and I will continue on with Patty Toomey and Dot Coyle talking about Josephinum Academy. I'm not going to spell it for you, josephinum.org. You can get all the information you want. We'll be right back. That is Andy Brown and Petra Van Noyes, who are, they have two new fans in Patty Toomey and Dot Coyle. Patty's the president of Josephinum Academy of the Sacred Heart, and Dot is a friend of Patty's and a friend of mine and one of Chicago's great citizens for a variety of different reasons. We've got a few more minutes with Patty. I'm going to write about this school, too, because I'm fascinated with it. It's an all-girls Catholic school. How much Catholicism is at the school? I don't even, you know, I know my great friend Ty Bowler, who I grew up with, who went to Immaculate Conception when it was on North Park, used to just come home every day from Immaculate Conception, tell me all these scary stories about nuns that hit his hand with a ruler, and I thought it was like the worst thing. What element for a school of the Sacred Heart, what is the Catholic shadow in the classroom, for instance?
Got it. Well, first of all, I have not been scared from any nun that we've had, so that's the good news. We were actually formed back in 1890 by the Sisters of Christian Charity, and they are so kind to have us. It's their building, and so they let us be a part of that special community in the park. Yeah. And they never left. They've committed to that community, and they've committed to Josephinum. So we've been partners for 127 years.
That's amazing.
Counting.
That is amazing.
And it is amazing. And then we realized that we needed a little broader partnership, too. So we were very fortunate to be a part of the Sacred Heart Network as of 2011. And so they have the five goals and criteria, which is really we have to support each other. And we are just moving into the bicentennial of St. Philippine, who founded the network.
Okay.
And actually, our year of prayer starts tomorrow.
Okay.
So everybody will be coming to Mass, but not everybody is Catholic.
Right.
And so we just ask our students to be respectful.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Right. So if you're not
it's not
Catholic,
much of a burden.
Right. Yeah. If you're not Catholic and or you're not practicing, we still welcome you. Just be respectful, and that's all we ask, no matter what religion or belief or not.
That's easy. Even I could have handled something like that. Patty, how do you see? You've only been there 1 year, and you obviously are passionate about the place and the 200 students. What are your? I hate. I'm not even going to ask. Okay. Like, what's your 5-year plan? what do you see for the high school?
Well, I love the fact that we are a hidden gem, but I really want everybody to know about us because I think it's these partnerships that are going to help our students.
Sure.
And then help us live on. And one of the key partnerships that we have right now is with the Chicago Cubs and Big Shoulders. They are helping us renovate our softball field and our playing field. We know that green space is at a premium, right, in Chicago.
No kidding.
And how fortunate who have these fantastic partners where not only can we support the students in the classroom, but now outside through these academic programs and now sports programs. I think that's going to be really key. We're hoping to have that ready by the fall latest of next year, if not the spring, if the grass grows well.
Do you have teams that compete?
We do. We're the Cougars, and we have basketball right now. We just finished up great volleyball. We have softball. We have soccer.
And you play in what league? Who do you play against, for instance?
Well, it depends on the league.
Yeah.
But we do play some of the other local Catholic schools. So we're on buses. We have buses, too.
Yeah.
And if sports isn't for you, as Dot had said, we have this fabulous fine arts program. And I know that's a passion of mine.
It's actually kind of amazing to me that you have all this going on for a student body of 200 people.
Well, you would not believe how many clubs that we have. I mean, if you are interested, let's say the three of us were interested in starting a club and we had a faculty or a staff sponsor, we'd start the club. And it could be baking. It could be cheerleading.
Math club.
Exactly.
Model UN.
Right.
There are at least a dozen clubs that I've seen.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's amazing, isn't it? At the beginning of the
really
school
is.
Year, we have all the faculty and staff sponsors come up in the gym and they get to pitch their program. And so the students get to hear, and cheerleading actually got the biggest.
Is that right?
Yeah, cheerleading of all things. But, you know, we have a wonderful math teacher who teaches guitar and he does skateboarding. So he was a hit. So I just have to say, like, the innovation and the creativity just is so palpable. You can feel it.
Wow. Are you still involved? I know you're not heading it, but the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation, you're still a part of that.
You know, and it's so interesting that you ask, because in my role here heading an education organization, I'm still very much involved with health and public health. There's so much intersections between the two.
Sure.
And so I volunteer for Resurrection University or Present St. Mary and Elizabeth. I will always support the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation.
Will Jordan Howard, too.
Yes.
I mean, that guy, talking about a quiet success story.
Right.
You know, Jordan Howard just seems to have a normal personality because he is a great football player. He had a great game today.
Yeah. He did. Another great one. And I say that the person who really helps him is his mother.
I know. I remember when he was on the show.
Extraordinary. And the thing about Flora is she loves Jordan with all her heart, but she also gives back, and I'm hoping at one point, you know, she might be able to help our students, because that's what she does professionally.
Yeah.
And they see themselves as Chicago citizens, too.
Yeah, no kidding. I sense that from him the first time you guys introduced me to him.
He's in Chicago.
Would it be interesting to have one day Jordan Howard come visit? I wonder if these 200 girls would even know who he is.
Oh, my gosh. They sure would. And he might come visit. Hopefully, his mother will come. We've had other people come, like Tamika Catchings.
Sure.
Who is the famous Olympian. She's come and held a basketball clinic.
She had a great basketball clinic over the summer. A free basketball clinic. So kids got to come to Josephinum, play basketball with this amazing WNBA and Olympic.
Well, I just think these are such interesting times for the youth of America, you know, confronted by the news that they undoubtedly hear on television all the time. And it is the young women in your school are going to be in their professional lives on a completely different kind of footing than women have had to be for the last few centuries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
the rules have changed. I mean,
they're changing.
Yeah. And I really think that IB program and just thinking, you know, looking at how you think and thinking critically and teaching them to look at these global issues, you know, they're getting a great education.
Oh, it's fantastic. Patty, you made the right choice, I think.
I really sense your
passion and enthusiasm for this new job that you've had for not even a year, right?
Right, right.
Not even a year. We'll have to celebrate. I'll come out. I got to come out.
Yes, you're coming.
I got to come out and see this place. It just sounds...
Tim Samuelson loved it.
It sounds utopian in some ways. I mean, I know that...
Well, we all have our days and our moments.
Yeah,
right?
I know. And all kids and being a teenager ain't easy.
Right.
But it sounds... It's a story that needs to be told. The Josephinum Academy of the Sacred Heart in the heart of Wicker Park, 1501 North Oakley. You can get all sorts of information and read the detailed history of this place about when it almost closed. It was on death's door.
It was.
For a little while, and then it was saved. Go to Josephinum. It's really easy. Josephinum.org for all the information. Then pick up your Tribune sometime in 2018 and see what it's like for Rick to go there. I almost got kicked out of the American Girl store right after it opened.
Oh, no.
So I'm hoping maybe I'll have a
guard.
Don't worry,
that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen
okay.
You'll get a warm welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for
Happy New Year. Oh, my God. It's a great story. It's a great story. And say hello to Mr. Howard for me when you talk to him.
You got it.
He's quite a football player. Yeah, we'll talk about an upcoming show at the Skokie Theater after a short commercial break. I don't think I have to read you any more ads about doing something other than listening to this show. So just stay tuned for a few minutes.